It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin's K-12 students are attending school at their highest rates in 4 years. That is one takeaway from data released yesterday by the Department of Public Instruction.
Chronic absenteeism occurs when a student misses more than 10% of their school days.
And last year, the statewide average for chronic absenteeism dropped to 17.3%. That's down from a nearly 23% high in the 2021 to 2022 school year. But those numbers remain higher than pre-COVID levels.
In just a bit, we'll hear how Cromrie Middle School in Middleton has made school attendance a focus.
But first, Sarah Shaw is here, Deputy Research Director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. She's been looking at DPI's new attendance and graduation rate data from the 2024 to 2025 school year. Sarah, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks so much for having me.
So we see these statewide absentee numbers are down for the fourth year in a row. What do you make of the new numbers?
Well, there's two different ways of looking at this. The first is a real triumph. So 2022 marked the high point for absenteeism in the state at nearly 23%. That's almost a quarter of our kids missing at least 10% of school, which is a big problem. And so on the one hand, we're down significantly from that high with the, as you mentioned, closer to 17% of kids missing 10% or more school days. On the other hand, back in 2019 and 2020, we only had 13% of students missing. So we've cut the difference from where we were pre-pandemic to where we were in 2022 about in half. That's real progress, but there's also more that we need to do. And something discouraging to me is that there was only a drop of less than half a percentage point from 2024 to 2025. And that is from 2 years ago to this last school year. So the rate of progress seems to be slowing down a lot. And that makes us nervous that we're establishing a new normal where kids just are not going to school at the same levels that they were prior to the pandemic.
You'd expect these numbers to move a bit faster down to pre-COVID times. Is that what I'm hearing?
We'd hope them to move faster. I think part of what districts are realizing is that whatever caused that spike in absenteeism is very stubborn, and it's taking a lot of work to get it down further.
What do you think is driving, though, the statewide decline in absenteeism? It's not a big drop, but it is something, as you said.
It is. And I think it does come to reestablishing some norms around what the expectation is of being in school. Plus, we have some of the pandemic stressors starting to settle down. And where the absenteeism is still high, I think that's where we look at, well, what's going on there behind the scenes. And those causes can vary quite a bit from district to district, but nearly all of them come down to a fraying of the relationship between home and school. We spent years telling our students not to come to school if they were sick and telling them that virtual learning is fine. And in many respects during the pandemic, those were exactly the right messages to send. But now that we are in this new normal, some of those relationships we hope are repairing, that schools and homes are in better relationship now, and communicating to students, yes, it really does matter to be in school.
Okay, so you're moving to this other data set here with, we find out at least 92% of Wisconsin high schoolers are graduating on time. What do you see in this data on graduating seniors?
Yeah, so this is a win with an asterisk. It is always a wonderful thing to see more students graduating from high school ready to walk out the door with a diploma in hand. The thing that I think is always important for districts to check on is, are we making sure that they are also ready for what comes next when they graduate? Are we confident that that diploma is meaningful to the student in the sense of it signifies, yes, you've done what you needed to do, and we as a school system have served you well, that you can go on to college or you can go into an apprenticeship or into a career and be ready. So in a time when graduation requirements can shift and change, we want to make sure that a higher graduation rate doesn't mean lower standards, that it really does mean we have more students ready to go out into the world. And that's my hope of what we're seeing here, and time will tell.
The racial achievement gap stands out to me in these numbers. 95.8% of white students graduating on time compared to 75.7% of black students. What about the racial and ethnic breakdowns here?
Yeah, this mirrors what we see in other metrics across the state. Nationally, Wisconsin stands out for the widest racial achievement gap between Black and white students when it comes to reading and math scores in nearly every subject, if not all of them, that are tested nationally. And so it makes sense that we would see that in the graduation data as well. And it means that as a state, we should really be thinking about how do we both protect what's working really well for our students who are white, and also what do we need to do to better support and rectify some of these historical inequities when it comes to our students of color, and particularly our Black students.
Sarah, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We've been talking with Sarah Shaw, Deputy Research Director at the Wisconsin Policy Forum, about statewide school attendance and graduation rate data released by the State Education Department. Now we zoom in on one school where chronic absenteeism has been dropping steadily for years. Eric Engel is Associate Principal at Cromery Middle School in the Middleton Cross Plains Area School District. Eric, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Kate. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, so absenteeism at Cromery dropped by over 14% since the 2023 to 2024 school year. What's helping to improve attendance at your school?
Yeah, it's something that we're very proud of. We have a attendance team that meets weekly. That team is comprised of two social workers, our SRO, Dean of Students, and myself. And the important piece here is, you know, schools are busy places, and any one of us might have to miss that meeting, but the other person can kind of pick up the slack, and we keep moving on with addressing kids that might be struggling with getting to school. And because of the makeup of our team, we basically can provide a 360-degree support structure for that student, because if one of us doesn't know how we can help the student, we can reach out to somebody in student services or teaching staff or community that can help that student and family.
Eric, you said your school often tries to address absenteeism from a caring perspective. Can you explain, what do you mean by that?
Absolutely. So we are not trying to guilt. We are not trying to take families to court. We really want to partner with and help the family figure out what the barrier might be for the student to get to school. And one of the pieces that we get to when we're at our 15 days is we do have an attendance improvement plan meeting with the family. And that meeting can involve a number of different people that are important to that student. So it could be a teacher, could be a counselor, could be safe staff. You know, again, we're trying to get everybody at the table that can help understand what's going on and remove the barriers.
With these barriers, how do you go about addressing attendance for students with acute challenges like homelessness, like mental health issues?
So that's one of the pieces, you know, when we have our social workers at the table, and we are looking on Infinite Campus and determining which students get which type of letter. They are the masters of understanding what the resources are in Dane County. And I'm always just so surprised at how well they are at getting families connected with those resources within the county. Couldn't do it without them.
Hmm. Is the ability for a school to make progress on absenteeism, is it a question of resources and funding, or is it a question of strategy and the right approach with the kids and their families?
I think it's a little bit of both. So, you know, you have to have something, you have to have a system in place. You have to have this meeting. This meeting lasts for about a half hour to 45 minutes. So they don't take a lot of time. But what we've been able to do is efficiently get through a large number of kids, but also do it with a heart and do it with an understanding of, you know, what the student might be going through. So I would say it's a little bit of both. But you have to prioritize, you know, you have to prioritize the attendance, because if the students aren't in school, then they can't learn and they're out of that routine, and routines are so important.
Cromery has been prioritizing chronic absenteeism, working on this issue for a decade. Where will you be in the next decade?
I think we've got a great system going on right now. I think one thing that we can get better at is just understanding from year to year how we are doing. You know, we can look at the number of letters that we send to families, which helps them understand the statute that we need to uphold. And we can also schedule attendance improvement plan meetings. Both of those numbers we have seen gone down. So it would be great if we don't have to do this.
What advice do you have for districts that want to follow in your footsteps, want to root out chronic absenteeism? What would you tell them?
Reach out. You know, we are happy to share with what it is we do here because we believe that what we are doing is in the best interest of students and family. And we are happy to share. You have to just continue to have a loving heart and, you know, use the resources that we have at hand.
It sounds like you have to also be a really good listener and pick up on subtle cues.
Right. For every behavior, there is a reason for that behavior. And sometimes it can be mimicked by many things. But part of the planning meeting that we have with the family is to understand, you know, the why. And you know, you can make assumptions, but that never works.
Eric, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Make it a great day.
You too. Eric Engel is Associate Principal of Cromery Middle School in the Middleton Cross Plains Area School District. Earlier, we talked with Sarah Shaw, Deputy Research Director at the Wisconsin Policy Forum. We discussed the Department of Public Instruction's newly released data on absenteeism and graduation rates across Wisconsin schools, showing 92% of Wisconsin high school students graduated on time last year and continued progress on school attendance.